Wonderful information, Angelique. This is Char Rogers. Just have to get that one in. Just absolutely so inspiring.
Thank you. Well, it's been a tough road, and I've learned a lot of stuff, and I, one thing that I, didn't get to say was, that I wanted to say too, was when you've met one autistic child, you've only met one, because they all are different. And they all have different levels of functioning. Some are low functioning, some are high functioning. You know, some have seizures, some have sleep problems, some have, the gastrointestinal issues. There's so many different issues that could be going on with that specific child that when you've met one, you've only met one.
What's so wonderful is the body is capable of healing itself if it has the right tools to work with and help it get there.
Yes, it does. And that, that's the neatest thing that, that I have found too with the wellness home is that, I'm tackling, a lot of different areas all at the same time and synergistically together. And it's providing that, faster benefit for my children and for me and my husband.
And you addressed it in layering the products, and that was excellent for people to understand that, just one may hit an area, but when you give it what it needs in all areas, it can be so much more incredible, the results. And again, it still takes time and different lengths of time on different people.
Right. So, are there any specific questions?
Does anyone have any questions they would like to ask?
Good morning, Angelique. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi, this is Jill. Good morning, Char.
Good morning.
And Angelique, I think something that's going through my mind is with people who their children don't have autism. For example, we have a friend whose child has Asperger's, and I'm sure they'll say, but my child is not autistic. And yet, what you shared today, what would you say to that family whose child has been diagnosed with Asperger's, and he's 7 now?
Well, my daughter is not autistic either, but she is on the spectrum, and Asperger's is on the spectrum. And most people don't know what the spectrum means, so I was just going to see if I could explain that a little bit. One side of the spectrum is learning disabled. The other side of the spectrum is mental retardation. So if you look at this from a left to a right perspective, LD on the left, MR on the right, everything else is in the middle, meaning ADHD, ADD, dyslexia, hyperlexia, PDD, autism, severe autism, Asperger's is in there. All of those diagnoses is on the spectrum, is what they call the spectrum. And so everybody needs to breathe clean air and drink good water and have the sleep and the energy, applied to their bodies. So these products are definitely for him, Asperger's is usually the social side. They're verbal. They're very strong in their academics. But they have a hard time relating socially, usually.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know specific answer how the wellness home could, affect that. But we do know that our body does need all of those things. Mm-hmm. Hope that's an answer.
Oh, just having you share about that spectrum, that is excellent. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And continued blessings to you.
Thank you.
Yes.
I want to share one other thing, too, that I didn't share on the phone call. Is I started my son on the bone pack and the oxidant lactoferrin and calcium. I already had him on the lactoferrin. And my son, is this being recorded right now or this part's gone?
No, I believe it's being recorded,
Oh, okay. So my son was getting a very expensive treatment. It was called IVIG. It was to help with brain inflammation, and he had 17 of these IVs. And while he was getting them, it was definitely, you know, doing the job, because he was, during that time making slow, steady progress gains too at the same time. But once the IVs were stopped, it took about a month and a half for a symptom to pop up. And one of the symptoms that popped up was, if you can imagine taking your hand and tapping the side of your head, where your temporal, right above your ear, where your temporal lobes are, he was on both sides of his head tapping his head, or occasionally he would take his head and tap the door or the window. And usually a sign of self-injurious behavior, but he wasn't injuring himself, but any kind of behavior to himself is a sign that, you know, there's something definitely wrong and it's hurting probably. And so I had went to Team Diamond and met Dr. Naidu and talked to him. And so I started then out on a half a capsule of the osteogen, the calcium, and the lactoferrin. And within 2 weeks, that symptom had went away. It disappeared. He stopped tapping his head. And it just goes to show, you know, the power of the osteogen, and with, you know, how our bones are our mineral banks, and so many other things that the bones do with our immune system and everything else that's involved with the bones. You don't know what kind of positive result you're going to get from studying that.
Well, my simple understanding of what you're talking about is that for the minerals to work in our body, they have to enter the bones and be processed, so to speak. This is common language now, and then can be used other places. And if that doesn't happen, you're not getting the use of, out of them that you would normally be getting. So that, is, in you know, one way, enabled it to take place.
Right. And so I'm just, you know, thankful for, you know, Dr. Naidu's research, because, you know, that behavior could have progressed to something much more serious. And even though mainstream treatments out there have a way to help it, that it's a, you know, it's a very expensive treatment, and your insurance, if they even cover it, mine did, was about $5,000 a pop. Those IVs were about $5,000 a pop. And, yeah, and it's not a synthetic, because most people don't know what IVIG is, but it's a blood product, and they infuse it back into the body, and it carries autobodies that help with the fight, whatever you're trying to fight. And, you know, so, you know, osteodent costs, you know, bone pack costs $118, and I'm able to give them a half, so that lasts me 2 months compared to, you know, if I had to pay for that IV out of my pocket, it would have been $5,000.
That's like a drop in compared to the ocean, huh?
Right. So you never know what the bone pack is going to do for children as well.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, it reinforces we're in the right place at the right time, and you know how many families would love to have this information. It's like you want it passed on to absolutely everyone and say, you must know someone that's connected to someone that deals with issues that could benefit from this information.
Yeah, everybody, I mean, somebody knows somebody with autism out there, because it is growing, and it's not, you know, I think it has, they won't admit that it's, you know, reached the epidemic, but it has. Even the classrooms, you know, at school, I mean, you're getting, the classrooms are starting to get larger and larger. Usually 8 to 10 children in a classroom now. And, you know, there's 23 kids in my daughter's classroom, so if it keeps growing, eventually, you know, it's going to be, it's already huge, but it's going to be, you know, more huge. And then, there is a simple solution out there. It's not going to make the problem go away overnight, but it's definitely going to improve their quality of life.
Well, and when you mention so clearly the spectrum, if you want to run through some of those connections, again, it would probably be helpful because maybe people weren't listening carefully when you describe that, if you want to do it just quickly one more time.
Okay. So if you're looking at your left hand and you are on the left side of your paper and you write LD, and on the other side of your paper you write MR, everything in between is on this, it's called the, it's the spectrum disorder. And so after LD, you know, I don't know the exact order, but if you just write these abbreviations in between those, one is ADD, ADHD, hyperlexia, dyslexia.
Can you skip it once, go to those?
Oh, okay. So ADD, ADHD, and then dyslexia and hyperlexia. And then they would probably be, it's either Asperger's or PDD, and then mild autistic, moderate autistic, severe autistic, and then MR.
Well, that just covers so many millions of children, and like you said, many of them don't even know they're dealing with it. When you said dyslexia, I mean, that just hit me between the eyeballs. Our family has dealt with that. I would never have even connected that. And that's, you know, that is so common in varying degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, who can we possibly leave out? We got a job to do, don't we, guys?
We do.
Any last-minute questions? And then we need to let Angelique go. She's got things to do with her life today, I know.
Yeah, hi, Shaw. Yeah, this is Molly. I came on late. I wonder if Angelina, is that her name, can email Lens or you of all the definitions of the spectrum disorder that she mentioned.
If you have... Angelique, a piece of information maybe that you've pulled off the internet that gives some information on this, I think is what Molly is asking, especially the definitions on some of these other diseases that are in this way, as you call of it. That would be wonderful. And I don't know whether you do or not. And that can go to Vance. It's, you've got his email, I'm sure.
Yes.
That would be wonderful, and then he'll just put it out and make sure everybody gets it.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Another thing I just wanted to comment on is, you know, a lot of these children have some kind of gastrointestinal problem. Whether it be, mine had diarrhea, but some people have, some of these kids have severe constipation issues. And, you know, that has to deal with the, you know, the motility, and it also has to do with fiber, and it also has to deal with water content. You know, there's so many different kinds of water out there, you know, the bottled water and the Propel water, and I don't know what other kind of waters are out there these days. I'm not too up on that. But, you know, children aren't drinking, you know, just good, clean, filtered water, and they're not getting enough of it to help with this constipation issue. And some of it, you know, goes a little bit more deeper, you know, like with lactoferrin or calcium, because, you know, calcium is very important to help the bowels move regularly, too.
And that just creates a more toxic body, as we all know, which worsens everything that's going on in that child's body.
Yeah, you have to take the garbage out. If the garbage piles up, it starts to really stink. And lots of things come because of that, like yeast and bacteria issues is what's happened with my son. And these children's guts are just so toxic from, you know, lots of environmental sources that, and if they don't have their proper immune system or their organs, you know, the livers and kidneys aren't functioning correctly, then they can't take these toxins out. And so then they start to store up, and that's what creates the toxic environment inside.
A new friend of mine just the other day, and discussing something in this arena, used the term compost pile inside, creating a huge compost pile. And
yeah,
being confined in the body and not allowing the exit. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I hope this was helpful for you guys.
Very, very.
Thank you very much for your time, and we just wish you the very best in all arenas of your connection with NECAN, with the products, with the business, and you're just so genuine, and you've been so very, very helpful. Thank you again.
Yeah, see you in the convention.
See you at the convention, definitely.
Yes.
All looking forward to that. So, guys, make it an absolutely wonderful day. And a wonderful week coming up. And Vance will be back with you next weekend. Thank you.
And Shahar.
Thanks very much, Angelique.
You're welcome. Have a good day, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.